This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
John Kilacky is a dancer, a writer, a filmmaker, and executive director of the Flynn Theater for Performing Arts in Burlington. He's also this year's recipient of the Peggy Cannonstein Award for Arts Advocacy. And he joins us now to talk about that. Welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm very thrilled and honored to receive this award.
What do you think moved the Arts Council to give you this award for advocacy in the arts?
I spent the last 2 years, I would say, working down with our legislators. As we were grappling with tax reform in the state, there was always, should we eliminate the charitable contributions deduction? Because when people now donate to the nonprofits, you deduct that on your federal and then on your state taxes. And it seemed like, if we eliminate it or cap it, we then don't raise taxes, but we have an adjusted gross income that we actually have more income. And I was like, well, now, wait a minute. This is not the way to really be looking at it. Because if you look at not just the arts groups, but there's about 4,000 nonprofit organizations in the state of Vermont that employ 44,000 people. So we're about 15% of the state's workforce. I don't think you want to destabilize, the Shelburne Museums, but you also don't want to destabilize Howard Center or COTS, or the Boys and Girls Club, or United Way. So what was fun for me was to talk to other leaders in the other sectors of nonprofit and come together with this common cause of, we really need to incentivize charitable giving in the state of Vermont, not de-incentivize it. At least for now, we can incentivize charitable giving in Vermont, which I'm very grateful for. We're all in this together. Let's work towards a better common good. Mm. Because we need people to be fed. We need people to be housed. We need people to feel secure. We need people to be educated. And then they can actually work in the arts and be transformed in the arts. But I need all of those other sectors to be as strong.
Do you see arts organizations in Vermont as sort of competing for the same charitable dollars?
I actually don't see it as competition. It's like, well, let's work on this together. And I think a remarkable coming together has just happened. We produced the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival with Burlington City Arts. And this year we went to Vermont PBS and said, why don't we film some of those performances in Flynn Space, our smaller space, and put them on television so that every Vermonter can then see them for free. Each of us couldn't have done this alone. We filmed 7 shows, and they're running through November 21st. 7 shows.
Take us into a day in the life of John Kilacky.
My job as executive director is to work with the staff to kind of realize what they want. And mostly what they want is to transform people's lives through the arts. So it's kind of a miraculous place for me to come to work every day. But our budget's $6.6 million and only 64%, two-thirds of that is earned when you buy your ticket to see a show at the Flynn. I have to raise that other third. And so every day I'm asking somebody for money, every single day. We have 38,000 kids come for student matinees because they're taking the buses to the Flynn. And so I was that little kid who went to the arts for the first time and went, wow, I want to do this. When the students come in those buses, I think this is the first time they may have seen live performing arts. It's a great moment that fuels me through the day.
And I know you're passionate about granting access to everyone. How does the Flynn make the arts more inclusive?
We've been trying to really look at all our access issues at the Flynn. One community that we felt like we really hadn't allowed access was families with kids on the autism spectrum. And we had to learn ourselves about how to do this. We increased the light level so it wasn't as dark in the theater. Mm. We lowered the sound level just slightly. We had earphones if people needed those. And here's what we learned is that we thought we were accommodating special needs, but everybody had a better time. And that everybody with kids thought, oh God, I can relax here and it's okay if my kid wants to stand up for it. And so we've decided all our family matinees, we're going to just invite people in that way.
What are you excited about that's coming up at the Flynn?
With 4 or 5 shows a week at the Flynn, there's always a lot for me to be surprised by, sometimes be disappointed by. When people send an email and say, I was really disappointed with that show, I answer every email. And sometimes I say, I was too. I was expecting more of that particular artist. It's live performing arts.
Yeah. I heard you
say once, too, that if someone is happy with every show at the Flynn,
I have not done my job.
So what do you mean by that?
I think we have to allow artists to fail, and not every song, not every play, not every piece of choreography is great in any one artist's career. So it's sort of this fun to be in this situation that there's going to be 1,400 perspectives, and I welcome them all.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Kilacky. He'll receive the Cannonstein Award for Arts Advocacy at a ceremony at the Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier, November 2nd. Find out more at vpr.net.